We thank the Lord that we have another chance to read His Word.
我们先看一处圣经，就是《使徒行传》二十章。
Let us first turn to the Bible, the Book of Acts, chapter 23.
二十。
Book of Acts, chapter 20.
二十五节读起。
We will start reading from verse 25.
使徒行传二十章二十五节。我素常在你们中间来往，传讲神国的道。如今我晓得你们以后都不得再见我的面了。
Book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 25. And now, behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more.
所以我今天向你们证明，你们中间无论何人，死亡罪不在我身上。
Wherefore I take you to record this day, that I am pure from the blood of all men.
因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God.
圣灵领你们做全权的监督，你们却当为自己谨慎。也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Spirit have made you overseers to feed this church of God which he have purchased with his own blood.
我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。
For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock.
就是你们中间也必有人起来说不谬的话，要引诱门徒跟踪他们。
Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them.
所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。
Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone.Night and day with tears.
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能借力你们，叫你们和一起成圣的人同得纪念。
And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified.
三十二节我们再读一次。
We'll read verse 32 again.
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能借力你们，叫你们和一起成圣的人同得纪念。
And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified.
感谢主，昨天我们在这里讲了生命的道。
We thank the Lord that yesterday here we shared the word of life.
生命的道根据什么呢？就是根据我们的主耶稣基督，他本来就是道。
What is the word of life based upon? It is based upon that our Lord Jesus Himself is the Word.
约翰介绍主耶稣的时候啊，他开始就说。太初有道。
And as John introduced our Lord Jesus, he says, in the beginning is the Word.
道与神同在。
And the Word was with God.
道就是神。
And the Word was God.
这道太初与神同在。
And in the beginning was the Word with God.
生命在他里头。
And in him was life.
这生命就是人的光。
And this life is the light of men.
这光是真光。
And this light is a true light.
照了世界一切的人。
It has manifested light to all the men of the world.
他到世界来。
And he has come to the world.
这个世界也是借着他造的。
And this world is also lightened by him.
他们却不接受他。
Yet they did not receive him.
因为不认识他。
Because they knew him not.
反而接受他的。
And all those who received him.
就是信他名的人。
Are those who believe His name,
是他们全定,
and God will give them the right
要神的儿女,
to be children of God.
所以神告诉我们说这一位道他就是生命生命在他里头生命这个生命也就是人的光 如果我们接受它，我们就成为神的儿女。
And so God tells us that in this word is the life, and this life is also light. And if we receive this light, we will receive light, and we have the right to become the children of God.
主耶稣在尼哥底母说的话就是说，从肉身生的就是肉身。
And as our Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus, which is born of the flesh is flesh.
从灵生的就是灵。
And which is born of the spirit is spirit.
主耶稣说，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
And our Lord Jesus said to him that my word is spirit and is life.
所以人接受了这一个，他却蒙重生。
And so when man receives this, he shall be born again.
所以彼得也说了，你们蒙重生不是凭着那个能坏的种子。
And so Peter also tells us that we are born again not of the corruptible seed.
不能朽坏的种子。
But it is of incorruptible seed.
就是那神活泼长存的道。
And that is the word of eternal and life of God.
因为凡有血气的。
Because that is of the flesh and blood.
尽都像草。
It is like the grass.
它的荣美,
its beauty.
也像草上的花,
it is like the weed of the grass.
草必枯干,
the grass shall wither, shall dry,
花必凋谢,
and the flower shall wither.
唯独神的话是永存的,
but only the word of God is eternal.
我们传给你的福音就是这道,
and this is the gospel which we preach unto you.
所以我们讲, 开始的时候, 门徒, 使徒向犹太人传的将生命的道传给他们听。
And so this was when the early disciples preached the word of life to the early church.
那么我们接受了这一个生命的道，我们是得到生命。
And so when we receive this word of life, we receive life.
主耶稣说我来了是要叫羊得生命。
And our Lord Jesus says that he has come so that sheep shall have life.
现在我们今天要讲的，我们得了生命以后，我们这条还有一条路要走的。
And so today we will share on after we have received this life, we still have some ways to go.
因为不是我们得救了，许多人说这下好了，我们已经得救了，而且永不灭亡。
Because after we are saved, it is not as if some would think that it is great now that we are saved, we shall never perish.
那么得救以后应该怎么办呢？
But after we are saved, what shall we do?
不清楚。
I'm not sure.
保罗跟以弗所的长老们就说了一句话。
And Paul told the elders in Ephesus.
那我们知道这个使徒行传二十章我们刚才念的那一段呢，是保罗在米利都的时候把以弗所的长老叫来一起交通。
Because we know that the words in Acts chapter 20, which we just read, are the words that Paul shared to the elders in Ephesus when he called them from Miletus.
那么保罗说，以弗所已经花了三年功夫啊，眼睛不断的流泪，用爱心抚养他们。
And Paul has already spent the space of 3 years in Ephesus to feed the flock there and warning them night and day with tears.
那么这些话呢？保罗以后的话不是经常讲那个生命的道。
And now these words that Paul gave to them are not the words that he always preached to them concerning the word of life.
他还讲恩惠的道。
But he also preached to them the word of his grace.
他说我知道我走了以后必有财宝的豺狼要进来。
He says that he realizes after his departing, there shall enter into them grievous wolves.
这些豺狼进来啊，是从外面进来，他不爱惜羊群。
And that when these wolves shall enter in, they are from the outside, and they will not love the flock.
所以外面啊，有可能有豺狼会进来。
And so from the outside, there shall enter grievous wolves.
这些豺狼就是要吞吃羊的。
And so these wolves shall eat the sheep.
另外从内部呢，就是你们中间也必定有人要起来是不义的话。
And so even within them, among themselves shall rise up some to say perverse things.
那么这些人不义的话，就是要是，就是说离开神的那个道。
And so these perverse things are the things that are not of the word of God.
要领一些人 离开主的道。
And so to depart, to make some depart away from the word of the Lord.
这时候啊，其实我看那时候这些弟兄啊，跟保罗中间看不出有什么任何的不合适的地方。
And I think at that time, Paul and the brethren there did not see anything that was inappropriate among them.
那是他们非常相爱的。
At that time, they really loved one another.
因为保罗说，你从今以后可能你们再见不到我的面了。
Because Paul warns them that from now on, you shall see my face no longer.
所以他们跪在那边祷告的时候，一个个抱了保罗在那边哭。
And so as they prayed there, they knelt there and embraced each other, weeping.
那么这样的情况底下。为什么保罗说你们中间就是你们中间
So why is it then under these kind of situations that amongst them, Paul says, amongst themselves,
那一定有人起来
there shall arise some,
说不义的话
that they shall say perverse things,
要引诱一些人跟随他们
to make disciples of them.
这是圣灵的启示
And this is the revelation by the Holy Spirit.
不是外面看来现在很好
It is not externally that everything is fine.
圣灵告诉他将来一定有人要起来说不义的话叫羊群离开正道。
But it is by the revelation of the Holy Spirit that shall arise amongst them who shall say perverse things so that the flock shall depart away from the true way.
所以这样的事情一定可能在教会里发生的。
So these matters shall come from the church.
那么怎么办呢?
Then what shall they do?
保罗说,
Paul says,
我把你们交托给神。
I have entrusted you to God.
并他恩惠的道。
And the word of his grace.
这恩惠的道跟生命的道有些什么区别呢
And so what is the difference of the word of his grace and the word of life?
生命的道你接受了得到生命
The word of life, when you receive it, you receive life.
你得到重生
You are born again.
那恩惠的道呢
Now the word of his grace,
它是这道能够建立你们
It can build you up.
是你们与那些成圣的人一同承受基业
so that you can also have an inheritance with those which are sanctified.
在保罗所传的福音里面
and in the gospel which Paul preached,
它是一个完全的福音
it is a complete gospel.
把一些人罪人从罪恶里救出来以后做什么呢
it is save the sinners from sin to do what?
神有个目的
there is a purpose for God.
要把这些人
God's purpose for them,
建立起来
It is to build them up,
成为将来要变成神的基业
so that they shall be God's inheritance.
承受基业，我以前总是想，基业就是神大概天上的丰富太多了，所以用不完，我们去了都可以在那边享受。
And this matter of receiving inheritance, in the past I thought that God's inheritance in heaven is too great, so that we can all go there to receive and enjoy the inheritance.
所以我以前也是这样想的，主说你们心里不要忧愁。
And so in the past I thought this way, when our Lord told us that we do not need to be sorrowful in heart,
你们信神也当信我。
That if you believe in God, you shall believe in me.
在我父的家里有许多住处。
That in my father's house there are many mansions.
若是没有我早就告诉你们
If there were not so, I would have told you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去的
I have gone to prepare a place for you.
我让预备好了地方还要再来
And when I have prepared it ready, I shall come again.
接你们到我那里去
To receive you to where I am.
我在哪里
And where I am,
叫你们也在哪里
You shall be also.
我听了这个是非常的安慰
And when I heard this, I was very much comforted.
真好
I said, Lord, this is great.
你现在在天上为我们预备。
And now you are preparing a place for us.
预备好了，现在接我们。
And after you have made it
ready, 我现在是你的儿女了。
You shall receive me. Now I'm a child.
接受你的接受生命就到了嘛。
Because I've received your word of life.
我已经有了生命。
I have life already.
成为神的儿女。
I am a child of God.
那你预备好了，我肯定能去。
And so after you have prepared it ready, I can go.
那么我现在在这里等。
And so I'm just waiting here.
我后来看了保罗在以弗所书第一章的时候
And after I read what Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 1
保罗说要你们知道神恩典有何等浩大
And Paul tells us of how great the riches of God are
他在圣徒中所得的基业是何等的荣耀
And that how glorious his inheritances are
咦我说他在圣徒里的基业
And so that he has received the inheritance
所以我们这里要得基业吗？
So now that we are going to receive the inheritance here.
这个基业是在天上的预备那个地方是我们的基业吗？
It's not the inheritance of God in heaven, but he is preparing a place for us to receive.
那么我们怎么会变成你的基业呢？
How come we have become his inheritance then?
所以我想啊，神拯救我们是有个目的。
So I believe that God's salvation for us indeed has a purpose.
将来神要住在那个地方啊，离开我们是没有的啦。
And the place that God is to dwell apart from us, there is none other place.
你都不能上他住，一个个都不能上他住，神住在哪里？
If none of us can be the dwelling place of God, then where will God dwell?
神不住在人手所造的房子里。
That God does not dwell in the temple that is made by man's hand.
我们是神的殿。
That we are the temple of God.
如果我们这一个个人都不能成为神的殿的话，那神就没有殿了。
If each one of us cannot become the temple of God, then he would not have a temple.
所以神要建立我们成为神的殿。
So God is to build us up as his holy temple.
哥罗不是说过吗？我们就是他建造的房屋。
Did Paul not say that we are the temples that are made by him?
是他耕种的田地。
That we are the land which he is working.
你说，一个人如果要种田地，田地没有出产，那叫什么用啊？
Then if you say if someone is cultivating the land, if the land does not bear any fruit, what use is that land?
所以神对以色列人呢，有点失望。
So God is a bit disappointed with the Israelites.
他说我在那里做了一个园子，栽了一个葡萄树，而且是有个压酒池之王，种的是好种子，结果结出来的是个什么呢？
And so God says that he has made a garden, and in the garden he has planted a vine, and there he has planted the good seed of the vine.
他说结出来的是不能吃的葡萄啊。
But the grapes which that vine bore are grapes that are not eatable.
不结好果子的树是坏树。
And the tree which does not bear good fruit is not a good tree.
神如果是耕种的田地，耕了半天，在我们的身上什么也没得着的话，那神不是大为失望吗？
Now if God was to cultivate us as his land, and yet after a long period of cultivating, we do not bear any fruit, wouldn't he be disappointed?
神如果要建造房屋，建造这个房屋是不能住的话，那么这个房屋建了有什么用呢？
In the same token, now God is to build a house, and after he has built this house, yet he cannot dwell in it, what use is of this house?
神所做的都是永远的。
All that God does is eternal.
他给我们的生命是永远的生命。
The life which he grants us is eternal.
他要住在我们里面都是永世能够存在的。
And he wants to dwell in us, it is for eternity.
他是不能够经过永世的那些东西都不能，神都用不着的。
Anything that is cannot be eternal, God cannot use.
所以啊，神要用恩惠的道来建立我们。
So God is to use the word of His grace to build us up.
恩惠的道，圣经里说过几次。
Now the word of His grace, it is mentioned a few times in the scriptures.
我问吴永生弟兄，我说圣经里你读过圣经，恩惠的道连起来提过几次？
And so I asked Brother Eric, when you read the scriptures, how many times has you read about the word of grace that has appeared?
他在那边翻来翻去。
And so he was searching for it. Oh, Josh.
恩惠是不少。
And he says there is much grace.
常常讲恩惠。
It is much grace. It always mentions grace.
恩惠的道有几次呢？
But what about how many times about the word of his grace?
我想这个只能请陈喜珍弟兄才能解答。
And I think only Brother Christian can tell us the number of times of it appears.
因为他这个数目字啊，每一次讲这个讲了多少次，那个讲了多少次。
Because he always tells us how many numbers of times certain words appear.
有多少次？
How many times?
恩惠的道是什么呢？
Now what is this matter of the word of his grace?
哎，我要插开了，这里几点钟？
I have to go aside a little.
四点钟。
这个快了一个钟头。
哦，快了一个钟头。约翰呢，介绍主耶稣基督是很特别的。
Now for John's introduction to our Lord Jesus, it is very special and unique.
马太介绍耶稣，马可也介绍主耶稣，儒家也介绍主耶稣。
Now for the other disciples, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they also introduce the Lord Jesus.
但是约翰介绍主耶稣跟三个都不一样。
But when John introduced Jesus, it is completely different from the other three.
他说太初有道。
He said, in the beginning is the Word.
刚才我们读了一半是约翰介绍主耶稣，他是生命的道。
And now we have read previously a passage that when John's introduction to the Lord Jesus as the Word.
讲到那里他没完。
When we read there, it's not end.
他是道成了肉身。
It says the Word became flesh.
住在我们中间。
And dwell amongst us.
充充满满有恩典有真理。
And dwells within us, dwells with us in grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光。
And we have seen his light.
是那神独生子的荣光。
It is the light of the only begotten Son of God.
从他的丰满里我们也领受了。
And from his fullness we have received.
而且是恩上加恩。
And grace upon grace.
这个底下这一段呢，其实说了主耶稣是道，而且是恩惠的道。
And now the second part, it also tells us that our Lord Jesus is the Word, but the Word of his grace.
主耶稣说我来了要是羊的生命。
And our Lord Jesus tells us that he has come to give the sheep life.
还有一句呢
And it continues on.
并且得到更丰盛是不是
give them life abundant.
现在这里说主耶稣是道成肉身住在我们中间丰丰满满有恩典有真理。
And here it tells us that the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us and dwelt in grace and truth.
从他的丰满里我们都领受了。
And we have received from his fullness.
而且恩上加恩。
And in fact, grace upon grace.
恩典跟恩惠其实是一个事。
In fact, grace and gracious is the same.
实在说来啊，我要今天要讲呢，要讲我的这个经历。
To be truthful, today I would want to share with you again my experiences.
我怎么认识这恩惠的道的
？How did I come to know the word of His grace?
不过我要说明了，我带来的是个土产。
I have to say clearly again, what I bring with you are from home products.
出产呢，就是说，我们那个地方的那个出产的东西。
And so it is made from home. It is homemade.
我是浙江人。
I am from the village.
浙江。
I'm from 浙江。
那个省。
It is a province in China.
浙江，这也不能怪，因为我谁要是讲美国什么州什么州，我也是一塌糊涂的。我在浙江那看了长出那种茄子。
And so, in Qigong where I come from, they have this fruit, the tangerine.
No,
the eggplant.
eggplant. 我们那个这里叫 egg, 这是外国，我们叫茄子。
And so we call it eggplant.
我们那茄子是一条条的。
They're long.
一条一条的。
And so they're one long stem.
后来啊，我就从我的家乡出去到了四川的时候，我就发现那里的茄子是这么圆大的。
And so when I went from my hometown to Sichuan, I discovered the eggplants around.
我说这个是什么东西？
And so I said, what kind of vegetables?
他们说这是茄子。
And they told me they are eggplants.
我说不对。
I said, no.
茄子都是一条条的。
And so eggplants are long and a little crooked.
它怎么是一个一个蛋呢？
But these are all round like eggs.
因为有的是啊，我经历的东西啊，我就是长条条。
And so because sometimes for us, our own experiences, we think they're the same, everything is the same. For me, the eggplants are long.
也许你经历的是一个大蛋蛋。
But maybe for your experience, it's the round eggplants.
所以我讲的啊，这是我的。
And so what I share with you is my own experiences.
但是我告诉你。
But let me tell you.
虽然是可能跟你所经历的不一样，我这是真的。
Even though it may be a different experience from you, but let me tell you, they are true.
恩惠啊，很重要。
Now grace is very important.
你看保罗每一封书信啊，它有个特点。
Now if you see all the epistles of Paul, there is a special characteristic.
他都要说，愿恩惠平安从父神主耶稣基督归于你们。
He always mentions that may the grace and peace of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
这是别的他的书信的一个特点。
And this is a special point of his epistles.
哎，他写个提摩太可是有一点不一样。
But when he wrote to Timothy, there is something different.
他对提摩太有点偏心。
Is he showing favoritism to Timothy?
因为什么呢？所有的这个书信都是平这个恩惠平安，提摩太多了一个。愿恩惠怜悯平安归给你。
That to all the other epistles it is grace and peace, but yet to Timothy it is added on mercy, grace, mercy and peace.
他多了一个怜悯。
Now it's added on this mercy.
那么恩惠的道是什么意思呢？
So what is the meaning of the word of his grace?
他能建立人。
It can build you up.
他怎么建立呢？
How can it build you up?
其实道呢就是主说的话。
In fact, the word are the words spoken by the Lord.
不，我们有的时候常常读主的话的时候，读到一半，下一半就没有了。
But sometimes when we read His words, we stop at the first half and we do not go on.
比方说
，For instance,
大使命
，That the Great Commission.
大使命是怎么说的呢
？What does the Great Commission tell us?
天上地下所有的权柄已经赐给我了。
That all the authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me.
所以你们要去。
So you must go.
是外面做我的门徒。
To make disciples of men.
奉父子圣灵的名。
That in the name of the Father. To baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Spirit.
许多人到此为止了。
And many would just stop there.
大使命，传福音。
That's the Great Commission to preach the gospel.
但是主这句话没讲完。
But our Lord did not finish speaking yet.
底下还有两句。
It goes on with two more.
凡我所吩咐你们的。
To all that I command you.
都教训他们遵守
to preach them to keep
我就常与你们同在
then I shall always be with you
直到世界的末了
until the end of the earth
我觉得恩惠的道有一个特点
so there's this special point about the word of his grace
我这个要错了你们可以给我纠正
now again if I'm wrong you can correct me
因为生命的道你接受啊它有一个条件就是你信
Because when you receive the word of life, there's one condition, if you believe.
你信。
You believe.
你是得着。
Then you shall gain it.
但是这恩惠的道呢是要行。
But for his gracious words, you must do.
你听了就要去行。
After you have heard, you must do.
有的人啊很愿意这个恩惠的这个生命的道非常愿意行。
And so many are willing to hear the word of life.
所以传福音的时候、啊、人都是很迫切的就是说你为什么不信呢
And so when you preach the gospel, you always urge them, the gospel friends, how come you do not believe?
神都跟你预备好了。
And God has prepared all for you.
那么你只要信就得了。
All you have to do is believe.
不要你就是白白的恩典。
It is free grace.
什么也不要你代价。
You don't need to pay any price.
不用代价。不用代价，你只要相信就可以得着。
There's no price. The price is paid. All you have to do is believe.
所以许多人说，啊，信就信了嘛。
And so many might say, okay, I just believe. I don't have to take a loss.
信了以后呢，有些人是慢慢去觉得有的不对了。
But after you believe, some might discover something is wrong.
第一个，你信了主啊，你要奉献。
The first matter is after you believe in the Lord, you have to give an offering.
奉献了以后呢，你还要走十字架的道路。
And after you give an offering, you still have to go the way of the cross.
十字架的道路要牺牲。
And after you, when you go the way of the cross,
要把一切献给神。
You must give something up. You must give all
to God. 这条路啊，你走了，先不得回头的。
And after you go on this way, you cannot turn back.
你早为什么不跟我说了？
And so they ask you, how come you didn't tell me this earlier?
早说的时候还要考虑考虑呢。
If you tell me about this earlier, I might think about believing or not.
所以许多弟兄姊妹啊，一听这个，哎呀，那我究竟还信不信了？
And so when many people, if they hear this, they would say, 哎呀, would I still believe?
早知道这样，我不一定信。
If I knew this was going to happen, I would not believe.
你那时候讲的什么都不要的嘛，什么没有什么代价，要现在这么来了，又要奉献，又要不要世界，又要走窄路，又是十字架的路，这路一去不复返。
And now you tell me, you didn't tell me this earlier. You said the price has been paid. I don't need to pay anything. Just believe. Now you tell me I have to don't love the world to go the narrow way, and I cannot turn back.
这是这话我信主的时候我觉得重生就够了
To be truthful, when I believed the Lord I felt all I needed was to be born again
我的这个意向啊我没有的
I did not have that vision
我只有说我现在真的重生了这是最高的了
And so I only thought now that I'm born again that is the highest
后来啊学士知道如果没有这个恩惠的道我们不能被建立
Later I discovered that without the word of his grace we cannot be built up
不能被建立呢那也我也不懂
Now I didn't understand about this being built up
我现在跟你们说实话我那时候啊对基督什么基督是头教会是圣经我莫名其妙
Now I'm being honest with you. At the time, I did not know anything about that. Christ is the head, and the church is the body. I did not know any of that.
有个诗歌说，基督是我们的世界。
And there is a hymn that says, "Jesus is all the world to me."
我说，怎么基督是我们的世界？这是怎么回事啊
？And I question, what does this matter that Jesus is all the world to me?
基督是我的救主。
Jesus is my savior.
他是我的主
He is my Lord
不是我的世界
He is not my world
怎么会是我的世界呢
How can he be all of my world
不懂
I don't understand this
慢慢的神才带我到了一个地方后来我才知道还有这么些道理 要懂
Gradually, God brought me to a point that I finally discovered that there's still much that I need to know.
我以前读圣经的时候啊，是有的地方我是很喜欢的。
Before, when I read the Bible, there are certain places that I really love to read.
你们求就必得着。
For instance, you shall receive, if you ask, you shall receive.
叩门就给你们开门。
Knock and the door shall be opened unto you.
寻找就给你们寻见。
If you seek, you shall find.
那有一些你们要舍己背十字架跟着我，这个我必须要吗
？But there are some others that I have to think about if I should. I need it, for instance, to deny myself and take the cross and follow him.
读马太福音五六七章。哎呀，有的时候啊。你的油盐如果是犯罪，你就给它刮下来丢在那里。
And so when I read Matthew chapter 5 and 6, when if your eye sin causes you to sin, then you should gouge it, out and then throw it away. Those matters.
你的右手如果犯罪了，把它割下来。
And if your right hand shall cause you to sin, cut it off.
有人打你的。
And this is hard for me to receive if someone shall strike you. And you have to turn your other cheek for him. And even for some words of Paul, it's hard for me to understand. How come you're not willing to take a loss?
This is Paul to 两个弟兄跟弟兄这个当官司的时候说最后你们为什么不愿意吃亏呢
And so Paul tells those two brothers who are in a lawsuit how come you're not willing to suffer loss
我说我们为什么要吃亏呢
And so maybe we should ask him back why should I take a loss
所以啊，实际上来讲，我那时候有一些圣经是我真感谢主，阿门阿门。但是有一些圣经啊，这些圣经马太五六七啊，可能是天上用的。
So I thought to myself at the time that some of the verses in the Bible I have to say amen, amen too. But for instance, some are in Matthew chapter 5 and 6 are only useful in heaven because they're too high.
不过问题是天上不知道有人打我脸没有。
Because I don't know if anyone would strike my face, my cheek if I'm in heaven.
我想如果正是这样的话，是老实话，我这个脸膜全飞了。
And so, for instance,if these words were true, recorded in Matthew 5 and 6, then I would be totally different. Because sometimes my eyes would sin. Sometimes not only one eye,
两个眼睛都犯罪,
both of my eyes.
挖掉了.
Then I have to take them both out.
手如果也做了坏事了,
and now if my hands cause me to sin, I have to cut them off.
就走错路了。
And if I have erred with my feet, I have to cut them off.
那我成为什么样子的人呢？
Then what would I have become?
那就死掉了。
Then I would have died.
不懂啊。
I didn't understand this.
因为实在是不懂。
I indeed did not understand.
这个不懂呢，好像主耶稣在犹太人说话一样的，我的肉正是可吃的。我的血正是可喝的，吃我肉和我的血的人就可以得永生。
And so when I did not understand these words was when the Jews did not understand when our Lord Jesus said to them, "You can eat of my meat and drink of my blood. Those who eat of my meat and drink of my blood shall have eternal life."
这个人怎么能把他的血给我们喝？
How come this man can give us his blood to drink?
这个肉怎么能吃给我们吃？
How can we eat of his meat?
这话真难。
This is too hard.
谁能听呢?
Who can understand?
不听就走吧。
If I didn't understand, I would just walk away.
所以主说肉体是无益的。
And so our Lord says of the flesh is not beneficial.
主说的话就是灵就是生命。
But his word is spirit and life.
真的我们需要在里面把我们这个旧人啊眼睛都能瞎掉才好。
And so indeed, of the old man, we have to make our eyes blind.
这样你去少犯很多罪。
Then we will commit much less sin.
但是不是叫你把这个睁的眼睛挖下来。
It's not truly to tell us to take our eyes out.
我们的手啊，真的能够到有一天是不能动了，我再没有这个手了。
There is one day that our hands cannot be used.
因为我们的旧人跟主一同钉在十字架。
Because our old man has been crucified to the cross with our Lord.
钉死了。
It has been nailed dead.
彻底的完了。
It is completely to an end.
还要留一点吗？
Should we save any?
许多人守敬的时候看见有个人敬下去把个手伸出来。
Some people when they're baptized, you can see that when they're submerged, they put their hands up.
你怎么把手伸出来？
How come you put your hands up?
其他都可以埋。
I can bury all of my body.
这个手我还要留着。
Except this hand, I must keep it.
所以啊，弟兄姊妹，今天我们有许多的事情啊，不听那个恩惠的道。
So brothers and sisters, indeed, today there are many times that we do not listen to that word of His grace.
所以我们不能很好的建立。
So that we cannot be built up well.
许多人想我把身体当作活祭献给神。
And some say that I would offer my bodies as a living sacrifice to God.
那是很对的。
That is good.
因为在旧约里面，神要摩西要建造会幕的时候。
Because when God wants to use Moses to build the tabernacle,
那时候他要建造会幕要有东西的。
When he was to build the tabernacle, he needed material.
他有一个什么？有一个意象。
So he had a vision.
这个意象是什么呢？山上这是他的样式。
And this vision was according to the map of the mountain, the blueprint given to him in the mountain.
没有这个意象，会幕建不起来的。
And without this vision, the tabernacle cannot be built.
好像介绍房子没有个蓝图一样。
It is just when you're building a house, you must have the blueprint.
必须有蓝图呢。但是你光有蓝图，光有这个意象啊。 那没东西来建造，你能建造起来吗？
But if you just have the blueprint and a vision, yet no materials, you cannot build the house.
所以呢，摩西去号召有人要来建造，但是也有一个东西来奉献。
And so Moses told the Israelites that they must to build the tabernacle, so some are to work and some are to offer.
因为建造的时候需要金子。
And because they need a gold to build,
要银子,
silver,
要铜,
copper,
要石头,
and rocks,
要木头,
and wood,
要骑马, 马,
and they needed the horses. Oh, okay. And they needed the clothing, the sackcloth.
红色线,
and they needed the
紫色的线,
they needed the purple thread and the red thread.
还有山羊皮,
and they also needed the skin of the sheep, of the goat.
还有一个叫海狗皮,
and they also needed the skin of the badgers.
海狗,
they needed the skin of the seals.
那么这些东西啊，如果没有的话， 它建造不起来嘛。
And now, if they did not have these materials, they could not have built it.
那么这些以色列人啊，正是把他从埃及带出来的那些金啊、银啊、铜啊、什么东西啊、什么各种各样东西啊拿来。
And so they needed to bring all the material, the gold and silver and all the material there.
所以我们把自己都奉献给主的时候啊，那个金是。 金子这个样子啊，不知道是什么东西，你知道吧？
And so when we offer to God, we don't know what that material is. For instance, the gold.
很可能你那个金子是个金耳环。
Maybe that gold is of a form in a gold earring.
也是金手镯。
Or a gold bracelet.
你那个银子写出来的银子，不晓得是什么东西。
Or the silver that you offer, you don't know what form it is in.
这些东西如果原封不动的来建造，一定不行啊。
Now if you offer it as it is, then it is not usable.
比沙利是神呼召他用巧工能够来建造的。比沙利是一个人。
There's someone that God called to use as a coppersmith to build.
亚和利亚巴两个人，神特别呼召他们出来做个工头来做这个工。
And God also called others to be workers for him in building the tabernacle.
那么他们拿到这些东西以后啊，我相信必须给他画过，所有的金子都画成那个，变成一个。
And after God has taken all the material, for instance, the gold, all the gold must be melted into one.
那么以后呢，又要用锤子把这个金子打成，金灯台啊。 或者要包着什么东西啊，很多他都改造过。And
then the workers must beat and form these gold into the gold lampstand or the gold sheets.
弟兄姊妹啊，你献出来了，一个个献出来，不愿意，神把你改变你那个样子，信你。
So brothers and sisters, if you are to offer it up for God's use, He would change you. Otherwise, it cannot be useful to Him.
所以呢，我想这一点就是我们的难处。And
so I think this may be our difficulty.
要成为一个身体。To
be one body.
你把自己奉献出来了。Now
when you offer yourself up.
神，你奉献之后，神在你身上要做很多工作。And
so after you offer yourselves up, God is to do much work upon you.
这个工作什么工作呢？
What work is this?
谁来做呢？
Who is to do this work?
恩惠的道。
It is the word of His grace.
主耶稣在马太福音5、6、7到最后说了一句话。
In Matthew chapters 5 and 6 and 7, our Lord Jesus said this at the end.
听了我的话,
those who have heard my word,
如果马上去行的,
if you are to do them,
好像人介绍房子。
It is just like someone building the house.
介绍在磐石上。
It has been built upon the rock.
风吹。
And when the winds come blowing,
雨淋。
And the rains come falling,
水冲。
And the waters come,
冲到那个房子。
And when they hit the house,
那个房子不倒塌。
It will not fall.
因为根基介绍在磐石上。
Because it is built on the foundation of the rock.
我们说磐石就是基督。
We say the rock is Christ.
这地方介绍的房子是主说，凡听见我的话去行的，就是好像一个聪明人。
But when our Lord gives this parable, as those who have heard my word and do, is like the wise man who built his house upon the rock.
凡听见我话不去行的。
Now those who have heard my word and do not do them.
他好像一个愚笨人。
They are like the foolish man.
把房子介绍在沙土上。
Who has built his house upon the sand.
那么如果是风吹。
Now when the winds come.
雨淋。
And the rains come.
水冲。
And the waters come.
冲了那个房子。
And then the house would be washed away.
房子就倒塌得很大。
And the house shall fall.
保罗也告诉过我们。
And Paul also tells us.
这个要建造啊，是建基耶稣基督是磐石。
When we are to build that the Lord Jesus Christ is the rock.
除此以外没有别的磐石。
There is no other rock.
但是个人在里面上面建造的时候要小心。
And so when we build, we must be careful.
有人建造啊，是用金银宝石。
Some will build with the gold, silver and the precious stones.
有人呢，草木合建。
Some with the hay, wood and stubble.
造起来了
and after it has been built,
有火要来试验一下
and now it is going through the testing of fire.
一试以后，金银宝石火烧不掉
and after the testing of fire, the gold, silver and the precious stones have gone through the test.
那么这个是留下了
and so it has been kept.
就可以建造新耶路撒冷的材料了。
It is the material that is used to build the new Jerusalem.
而且很多东西啊，是草木合金，火一烧就烧光了。
But many of the others, the hay, wood, and stubble, they have been burnt up.
这些东西介绍新耶路撒冷用不上。
Those materials cannot be used in building the new Jerusalem.
那么这个人得救还是得救了
？So this person indeed is saved.
不过他有很大的亏损。
But he takes a great loss.
因为他没东西、啊、
Because he has nothing.
到主那地方去的时候 你拿出什么东西来
When he goes to the Lord, what has he to bring?
所以主说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能住进天国
And so the Lord warns us that those who call him Lord, Lord cannot enter into his kingdom.
唯独遵行我父旨意的人才能进去
But those who do the will of the Father can enter.
到那天有许多人必定有许多人在我说
And so many shall come to me that day.
主啊主啊
Lord, Lord.
我们不是奉你的名传道吗
Did we not preach by your name?
我们不是奉你的名赶鬼吗
Did we not cast out demons in your name?
不是奉你的名行很多神迹异能吗
Did we not perform many miracles in your name?
主说我从来不认识你们。
Our Lord tells them, I do not know you.
你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
You wicked, depart away from me.
我们真是非常喜欢听听见啊说哎呀不管你信耶稣你好啊坏啊都在信耶稣撒冷里面有份。
And we love to hear those that as long as you believe in Jesus, whether you're good or bad, you will have a portion in New Jerusalem.
但是保罗有的时候说我一再跟你们说凡是淫乱的勒索的拜偶像的什么什么的这些人是不能承受神的国的
But it tells us Paul warns us again and again of those of idolatry, greed, covetousness and all the evil matters have no part in the kingdom of God
恩惠的道他能够借力我们叫我们跟一起成圣的人同受承受产业
Now the word of his grace can build us up so that we can have an inheritance with those which are sanctified
那么恩惠的道、啊、实际上就是 主耶稣还有几个，凡我所吩咐你们的，都叫他们遵守。
And so his gracious words, as our Lord Jesus tell us, that we will do and keep his commandments.
为什么缘故呢？
Why?
因为你这样行，你就被接纳。
Because when you do so, you shall be accepted.
那么从我个人的一个经验来看呢？
So as a personal experience,
这个恩惠的道啊，就是你要遵行。
So the word of his grace, you must do, you must keep.
你听行你就得到
When you hear and you do it, then you shall gain the goodness.
我们说爱主
We say we love the Lord.
你怎么爱主
How do you love the Lord?
主耶稣说有了我命令又遵守的这人就是爱我的
Our Lord tells us that if we have his commandments and we obey his commandments, then those are the ones who love me.
爱我的们必蒙我父爱他
And those who love me will be loved by my father
我也要爱他
And I will also love him
并且要向他显现
And I will appear to him
什么人神主耶稣向他们显现
Who are those that the Lord appears to
就是有了我命令又遵守的那些人
It is those who have his commandments and keeps them
这是恩惠的道的要求
And this is the requirement of the word of his grace
恩惠是什么呢
What is grace?
就是道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满有恩典有真理
Grace is that the word became flesh and dwell amongst us and in his fullness it is manifested grace and truth
这恩惠的道能够建立我们
This gracious word can build us up
能够引导我们
It can guide us
有恩惠
There is grace
有真理
There is truth
哥林多后书最后的两句话就是我们常用的
And in 2 Corinthians the last verses are those we use often
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠
May the grace of our Lord Jesus
神的慈爱
and his mercy
圣灵的感动
and the moving of the Holy Spirit
常与你们同在
be with you always
这也很特别这次啊把主耶稣基督的恩惠放在前面
and now it places the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in front
神的慈爱
and the love of God
圣灵的交通
and the communion of the Spirit
常与你们同在
to be with you always
另外我们也看见
And we can also see
这个恩惠的道怎么来教导我们
Then how does this gracious word teach us?
你们所领受的恩膏
The teaching of the anointing which you have received
常住在你们里面
Dwells in you
这恩膏是真的
And this teaching is true
不是假的
It is not false
这恩膏在凡事上要教导你们
And this anointing shall teach you in all things
用不着人来教导你们
It is not by the teaching of man
这些是恩惠的道
And
有恩惠充充满满有恩惠有真理
And this is his gracious words that in fullness there is grace and truth
真理圣灵恩膏住在我们里面
And so grace the teaching of the anointing
他要教导我们一切
It is to teach us all things
那现在啊，我要讲经历了。
And now I
这个恩惠的道呢
？Then how did I come gradually to experience His gracious words?
恩惠的道就是你要不光是信，你要顺服，你要遵行。
So in regards to His gracious words, not only do you have to believe, you must keep and obey.
我想这。所以我这里面觉得最宝贵的一个东西啊，就是那一天我听了摩安德利写了一本书，叫做《住在基督里面》。
And so for me, what is very precious is when I read that book by MacAndrew to live in Christ, to read that book of,
in Christ,
to, and by Andrew Murray to abide in Christ.
对，这是他最初写的一个一本书。
And that is one of the first books he wrote.
一共三十篇嘛，是三十一篇，他是一天念一篇。
And so it is about 31 pages, and you read one each day.
我读这个书的时候，我在大学。
And when I read that book, I was in college.
我去慢慢读。
And I read it slowly.
他讲了道理以后，他告诉我怎么做。
And after we have read what he wrote, then he tells us what to do.
他说这一个是主耶稣的一个命令。
And so he tells us this is the commandment of the Lord Jesus.
你们要住在我里面。
You must abide in me.
十命令需要遵守。
It is a commandment, you must keep it.
那时候我那时候有一个简单的心，凡是只是对了，我去照了做。
And at that time, I had a simple faith. So if it's right, a commandment, I would obey it.
他说你怎么做呢？
So he's right. How do you do it?
你却跪到主面前说，主啊，这是你的命令，要住在里面。你却对主说，我要住在你里面。
And so you kneel before the Lord and pray to him, Lord, to abide in you is your commandment, and I want to abide in you.
那么我印象非常深刻一点呢，你要跟主住在里面，有一个条件，就是你要绝对的降服。
And so I have a very deep impression of this, that if you are to abide in the Lord, you must have absolute surrender.
Yeah, 对了。一定要完全的投降。
That you must completely surrender.
我说，主啊，那我去投降。
And so I say to the Lord, Lord, I surrender.
怎么投降法呢？
How do I surrender?
主啊，我跟你住在你里面，你住到我里面，那投降就是说，他有什么命令？Yes.
And so to surrender is to abide in the Lord, and the Lord abides in me, so anytime he has a commandment, I would say yes.
那么他又告诉我们，我们一定要谦卑。
And so he also tells us we have to be humble.
因为你离开他，你不能做什么。
Because apart from him, we cannot do anything.
你要什么都依靠他。
We have to rely on him for everything.
那时候说，好，我就依靠你。
And so I said, yes, Lord, I will rely on you.
诶，他一天讲，一天一天讲，我一天这么做，一天这么做，真的，他还说呢，住在我里面，我的话也藏在他里面。
And so I did according to the page by page each day, and he also says that if I obey his commandment, his words are always in me.
哎，主的话来了。
Now the words of the Lord come.
还有主的话。
And I will always have his words in me.
不是脑子里背出来。
It is not that I can recite them by my head.
哎呀，我就享受了一个主与我同在，是那么甘甜。
Then I have enjoyed the presence of His presence. It's so sweet.
我想那时候主啊，真的主跟我同在到一个地步，他要我说我就说，他不要我说就不说，他要我做我就做，他不要我做就不做。
And so I enjoy the presence of the Lord to a point that whatever he wants me to say, I will speak. If he does not want me to say, I shall not speak, and I will do whatever he wants me to.
这个还容易一点。
And so this is very easy.
你要我想，我去想；你要我不想，我就不想。
And if you want me to think it, then I shall think it. If not, I shall not.
这个不容易，是不是啊？
But this is not easy, right?
但是你住在主里面的时候，他话来代替你的思想。
But when you abide in the Lord, then His word shall come to take the place of your thoughts.
我们说大卫说诗篇第一篇。
We read when David writes,
为耶和华的律法。
To obey the law of the Lord.
昼夜思想。
To meditate it upon day and night.
这人就有福。
Then blessed is the man.
你如果你要昼夜思想，凭你自己你怎么也想不做不到。
Now according to ourselves, we cannot meditate upon His words day and night.
但是如果你真的完全投降，你在神面前要求主在你里面管理你一切的时候啊，他的话来代替你的思想。
But indeed, when you have absolute surrender before the Lord and you kneel down to Him to pray to Him to say, Lord, abide in me, then indeed His word shall take the place of your thoughts.
那么我外面的表现是什么呢？
Then what is our external manifestation?
没有手舞足蹈，一天是叫人家觉得你像个精神病。
And so, if you don't move or do anything at all, then others would think that something's wrong with you.
很正常。
No, it's very normal.
我觉得有一个情况，不晓得弟兄姊妹你能相信吗？我到那个时候啊，跟一清早起来写清经组，我们现在有的情况就是这样：早晨起来的时候，主很同在；吃了早饭，先去一半。
And so I don't know if you have this condition that when you wake up in the morning, you feel the presence of God greatly with you, but after a while, after you eat breakfast, maybe half is gone, and after a little bit more, then it seems like it's all gone.
所以我在别的地方有的弟兄姊妹问的时候，他说我们能不能一面打球一面跟神交通？
And so when I go to certain places, brothers and sisters ask me that, when can we have fellowship with God while we're playing ball?
我那时候正是神的恩典，不是我比人家强。那时候神的恩典，因为我怎么很简单，完全顺服他。这个交通啊，可能做到一个什么程度呢？我上课了。
So indeed, this is by the grace of God. It is not because I'm better than anyone else, but indeed, it is by His grace that at one point that His presence with me that I can be in class.
那么我就带了主跟我在一起就进到课室里去。
And so I enter into class with the presence of God.
那么老师要上课。
And the Lord, and the teacher is having
class. 他在讲课，我要记笔记。
And as he is having class, I'm taking notes.
哎，很稀奇了。
It is very amazing.
他讲课我记笔记脑筋非常清楚。
And as he is taking, conducting class and I'm taking notes, yet I'm very clear-minded.
但是我在神的交通没断。
But yet the fellowship I have with God has not been broken.
他是一直能够交通。
I can continue to have fellowship with him.
这我也弄不清楚怎么回事。
And I was even not clear on how this is able.
可是这是个事实。
But this is indeed the truth.
所以后来有一个我的同班同学有一天啊他来跟我说
So later on I had this fellow student who came to say to me
他说嘿我们高一班的同学他要问我他说你们班里有一个同学他说你问问他叫什么名字
And so he came to me and he told me that there is an upperclassman who asked my fellow student to ask me about another student
那么他说他就形容要找这个人的名字的人的一个特点。
And so this fellow student came to ask me about the name of the student with some special characteristics.
一共三个条三点。
Three points.
剃平头。
That he has a flat top.
我现在不是平头，那时候不是这个头。
I have this haircut now, but before it wasn't this way.
穿个长袍。
And I had a long coat on.
那时候都是穿了一个长袍。
At that time, we all had long coats.
第三个特点。整天笑嘻嘻的。
And the third point is that I'm always smiling.
整天笑嘻嘻的。
The whole day I'm smiling.
那个同学特别对这个最后一句很有兴趣，他是整天笑嘻嘻的。我觉得看来看去啊，很难得找到一个整天笑嘻嘻的人。
And so when this fellow student thought about this last point, it is very special that you cannot find someone that is always smiling the whole day.
他说嘿。一定是你，因为你的确整天笑嘻嘻。
So he came to me and he said, "It must be you because you're always smiling."
因为那个实在叫我们看见。你后来我学说啊，是真理就可以实践。
And so later I realized that as long as it's the truth, then it is very practical.
是真理就可以实践。
And so if it's the truth, then it is very practical and real.
你照了这样做。你就可以得到。
And as long as you do according to it, then you will gain it.
所以我那时候想啊，哈，这个摩安德烈真了不起。
And so I thought that this Andrew Murray was very great.
他能写出这个东西来，你看我照他的写出来的，按照他所指示的，我这么去实行的时候，果然能够得到主的同在。
And so he was able to write this out, and I was able to follow his steps, and I was able to enjoy the presence of God.
后来我看摩安德烈的传记
And later when I read about the biography of Andrew Murray
他说啊我头一本写书的时候是后来我那本叫什么写的以后翻成英文他说那时候我写这个注释基督里面其中有许多讲的道我没有真正的经历过
And so in his biography he wroteThat later on, he wrote that in his biography that many of the principles that when he wrote Abide in Christ, he has not experienced for himself.
这句我觉得非常惊奇啊。
And so I'm very amazed by this.
怎么他没有经历过，他能写出来？
And so how come he has not experienced it? How come he was able to write it?
而写出来，我 照着他去做，我可能经历。
And as he wrote it, and I was able truly to experience it.
所以弟兄姊妹呢，我就觉得有一样事情。
So brothers and sisters, I feel there's this one thing.
我们也是传那个很高很高的道。
When we preach some very high doctrine.
我们说哇，那么他一定得到这个，讲到这个，讲到什么？哎呦，我写这个飞行教叫什么？那个。一下对了
and so sometimes when we say wow what a great vision he is preaching
讲了飞行大概他已经看过很多很多飞行
and so if he's able to preach such a great vision he must have much vision
不一定
not necessarily
但是呢不一定嘛他有没有效果呢
but if it's not having it then would that bring any fruit
他会有效果
it will
你如果他是真理
If it is the truth
不管他写的人有没有经历过他是真理的话你照了做你就能够实践
Whether that person truly have experienced it or not as long as it is the truth then it will be realized
保罗有一句话说我攻克己身教身服我恐怕我传给别人自己反被丢弃了
And Paul has said that he has dealt harshly with his body so that when he preached to others,
攻克己身,
he is dealing harshly with his body.
我的英文不够好,要不然我可以放你。那也不要紧,你们都听懂了吧?攻克己身教身服我恐怕我传给别人自己都丢了
and so if he is 你再讲一次
攻克己身教身服我
and so he is dealing with his body for the body to submit unto him
不要紧不要紧那么这一个是讲的我传给别人的传不是圣灵的道
And so when he is preaching to others, it is not by the word of life,
这是恩惠的道,
but it is the word of grace.
恩惠的道啊,你如果行了,你去行了,你就是得到的。
So when you do the word of his grace, then you shall gain it.
你如果去正行,你就可以建立。
If you will do it, then you shall be built up.
如果你不去行,
If you do not do so,
很可能,
very possibly,
你传给别人
you may preach it to others
他照着你去做他得着了
and so when you do preach to others that they may gain it
你不做
yet you do not do it
你被丢弃
then you have lost it
这跟我们传福音那个生命的道不一样的地方就在这里
and so this is the difference of the word of life when we preach the gospel
你要被建立使用
So in order for you to be built up, it is by the word of His grace.
我现在发现啊，我亏的那时候有点傻乎乎的，有所以听了就遵行。
And so I thought to myself, when I read it, I just followed it.
所以有的时候啊，人太聪明、太精灵的人啊，反而得不着恩典。
And so I was just followed it innocently. So I think to myself, sometimes when someone is too wise, yet then they do not receive grace.
我在家里面他们有个给我从小就有一个另外一个名字
and at my at home when I was very young they gave me a different name
nickname
they gave me a nickname
那么这个名字并不好听因为我是老四
and this nickname did not sound very nice because I was the fourth child
我们那边老四叫阿四
and so they call me number four
阿四后面还有两个字
and after that they followed it with a few other words
叫摩多这地方可能有跟我同乡的，他能懂了。
And so when they call me by this name, foolish number, the fourth child.
所以叫做阿斯姆多。
Okay. So they call me like I was useless as the fourth child.
因为我的哥哥叫我做什么，我就做什么。
Because when my older brothers told me to do something, I would do whatever they say.
有一次我的哥哥他把尿尿尿成一个盆里很满很满的他说阿斯啊这个东西可以浇花的
And so one time when my brother told me after he has urinated that he said, I can use this to fertilize the flowers.
你拿去浇花非常好。
Go and use this to use it for the flowers. It will make it grow well.
结果我拿去了，太满了。
So when I took it, the bucket was too full.
我这么走走走，哎，算了算了，你给它丢那边。
And so as I was going to take it to pour on the flowers, he said, "Forget it, just throw it away."
他叫我做什么，我就做什么。And
so whatever he told me, they told me I would do it.
他出的坏点子，我去执行。
And so all the bad ideas that they told me, I went to do.
我也还有个好处，我很老实。
And I had this other good point about me. I was very honest.
我的爸爸很凶。
My father was very fierce.
他如果碰到什么事情啊，嗯，他做错了要体罚的。
And so when we did something wrong, he will discipline us physically.
有一次啊，下大雨，晚上下大雨下得很大，这个越大雷，我们这个。 小孩也是很糟糕，鸟窟鸟满了，白天不到，晚上要去到，就是下大雨，要这个海岸里去啊，怕。
And so one night it was very raining very heavy with the lightning and thunder, and there's something bad about us that in the daytime we did not pour away the urine in the bucket. So at night when it's very dark, we were very afraid to do so.
结果我的哥哥就说，阿师啊，我告诉你。 雨下得那么大，你去倒那个声音啊，那个雨的声音能够遮过你这个倒的声音。And
so my brother told me to go and pour it out. That the rain is so heavy that when you go pour the urine out, that because the rain is so heavy, the sound will cover when you're pouring it out.
哎，我说我哥哥真是比我聪明。对，对呀、啊，因为我们住在楼上，一到楼下去倒，黑麻麻的，又是下大雨。我说，哎，对对对，我去倒。
And so because we're living on the second floor, and so it's very dark and scary to go downstairs to pour it out, so I listen to them. They're wiser than me. I pour it out from the second floor.
这一道啊，声音的确是听不见。
It was true. When I poured it out on the second floor, I did not hear the sound of the pouring.
它这个臭气啊。
But you can smell the odor.
这个我的爸爸这个鼻子特别灵。
And my father had a great sense of smell.
他说，哎，谁在那边倒尿？
And he came screaming, "Who was pouring out the urine?"
我说是我。
I said it was me.
叹口气。
And so I was being too courteous.
谁出的主意？
And so he said, "Whose idea was it?"
我还不出卖我的哥哥呢。
And yet I did not betray my brothers.
是我做的。
It was me.
所以啊，我这个摩托学出名了。And
so. So that was how I got my nickname.
但是你听神的话,
but when you obey the word of God,
你撒一点没有问题。
Even if you're a little innocent or foolish, that is fine.
你就不吃亏。
You will not be at a disadvantage.
因为我们的主啊, 他给我们所说的话, 没有一句是不好的。
Because all the words that our God gives us, none of it is bad.
So 有一次我自己是读书的时候说，我们应该走十字架的道路。
And so when I was in college, there was one time I thought that we should go on the way of the cross.
你要跟从主，你需要披上一切跟从他。If
you're to follow him, you must give up your all to follow him.
我说是。
I said yes.
我愿意这样。
I'm willing to do so.
诶。 另外一个声音来了,
then another voice came.
这个不是耳朵听见的,
this is not by ear.
它里面来跟我讲,
it is from within.
你这么傻, 你这样走这个路啊, 你这一辈子可能是非常非常吃亏的。
Why are you so foolish to go the way of the cross? If you do so, then you will suffer much.
写这本书的人, 他自己是不是他这样做啊?
The one who wrote the book, indeed, did they do so?
他叫你, 吃苦, 他自己吃苦不吃苦啊?
Do they tell you to suffer? Do they suffer themselves?
他意思叫我聪明一点。
And so the voice was telling me to be a little more wise.
但是我说, 我去对他说, 他执行不执行, 他是不是这样做, 我不管, 他说的话, 是主的话, 我就行。
And so I said to the voice, then whether the person who wrote the book did it or not, I do not care, but as long as it's the word of God, then I will obey.
你如果清楚的话,
now, if you obey the word of the Lord,
很小的事情，你不跟神争执。
You will not struggle with God in the minor matters.
我，哎呦，这个时间不行了。我要讲一个，后来我就知道了，神要求我们的最重要的是，我们绝对听他。
And what I discovered later was that what is most important, God wants us to obey His word.
是恩惠的道。
It is His word of grace.
他最主要的要求就是我们绝对听他的。
And what is His requirement is that we have absolute obedience to Him.
但是我们对绝对听主的道，对主的认识还是很差的。
But even though we may have absolute obedience to His word, we may lack the knowledge of His word.
我对主那时候还不太完全认识。
At that time, I did not have a complete understanding of the Lord.
反正我知道他这样说，我就这么行。
But as long as I knew that, as long as the Lord said so, I will obey.
到有一天，我神真的给我一个意象。
Then one day, the Lord indeed did give me a vision.
这意象对我改变了我对主的很多的看法。
And this vision gave me a lot of knowledge to a lot of vision toward the Lord.
有一节圣经就是主说你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
And the Lord told us in one of the verses to take up His yoke and His burden His life, and to learn of Him.
负我的轭，学我的样式，要舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
We must take up His, bear His yoke and learn of Him, and to take, deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow Him.
我说主啊，好吧。不管怎么样，我愿意。
I say, Lord, fine, no matter what, I'm willing.
你把你的轭放在我这个肩膀上。
Place your yoke upon my shoulders.
我就在前面慢慢走。
And I will go forward slowly.
你在后面拿了个鞭子。
And you shall take the whip behind me.
走错了。
And if I've gone wrong, you can strike me.
打去了，走错了，你我走歪了，你去打吧。
If I've gone and stray, you shall hit me.
我就这么想。
And I thought this way.
我也甘心情愿。
And I was willing to do so.
那么我就感觉我在那边，拜了这个轭，在前面走，主嘛在后面，我没肯回头看，因为我不知道他在拿这个什么东西。
And so when I thought of this way, then that I put the yoke on my shoulders and I just walk, and he had something to strike me with if I was to go straight, but I dare not look back because I did not know what he was holding.
我这么一走的时候，我觉得很轻松。
And yet, when I was walking, I felt at ease.
我后来觉得我原来是一个牛嘛，我在前面走嘛，怎么旁边来了另外一个牛？
And I thought then, how come I am an ox? How come suddenly, as I'm walking, there is another ox by me?
另外一个牛啊，很好，他走了，他带我走啊。走得很好。
And this ox that was beside me was leading me, and I was going well.
我看看这个牛是哪来的。
And I saw this ox, where is it from?
我这一看，哎呀，我说是，怎么主啊，是你啊。
And when I looked at the ox, I said, Lord, that's you.
哎呀，我说主，你怎么跟我一块儿了？你这不是后面那么的。
Lord, how come you're beside me? I thought you would be behind me.
你们要服我的轭，学我的样式。
You must take my yoke and learn of me.
我那天看见主在我旁边，我感动得不得了。
And as I saw the Lord beside me, I was moved.
原来他在我的旁边，怪不得我那么轻松。
Because he is beside me, that's why it is so light.
而且他是那么温和，那么稳健的慢慢在那边走。
And he is so gentle and going so steadfastly.
原来是他跟我同服一轭。
Because he bears the same burden.
弟兄姊妹啊，主要求每一个要求我们的时候，他总不会离开我们。
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord has any requirement upon us, he will not depart away from us.
所以我们要看见主实在是爱我们。
So we must indeed see that our
Lord indeed loves us. 所有的要求好像是很严格。
All the requirements, strict as they may seem,
都是为了造就我们。
But it is in order to build us up.
为的要建立我们。
It is to establish us.
为的要叫我们与一切成圣的人同得基业。
It is so that we can have an inheritance with which those who are sanctified.
但愿让我们真的神开我们的眼睛，能够认识他。
May the Lord open up our eyes so that we may truly know Him.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
我们亲爱的主耶稣。
Oh, dear Lord Jesus.
你多么爱我们。
How much you love us.
但是我们在你的心，我们常常是不理解。
But we are not mindful of your heart.
我们觉得有时候你的要求太苛刻了。
Sometimes we feel that your requirements are too harsh.
但是主，如果我们不照你的话去行，我们的建造就是不稳固的。
But Lord Jesus, if we do not obey thy words, then our building is not secure.
如果我们不遵照你恩高的教训在那边行走的时候，我们就不在神的旨意里面。
If we do not obey the teaching of the anointing, then we're not walking in the will of God.
我们真感谢赞美你。
Indeed, we praise and thank you.
因为你赐给我们的恩高是真的，不是假的。
Because the anointing which you grant us is real and true and not false.
它在我们的里面要指教我们一切的事。
And in us, it will teach us all things.
当我们忘记的时候，恩膏能够叫我们想起你对我们所说的一切话。
And if we forget, the teaching of the anointing will teach us all the words that you have taught us.
主啊，我们需要你的话。
Lord, indeed, we need your
words. 因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because your words are spirit and life.
但是主，你也有个条件。
But Lord, you also have this
condition. 要叫我们住在你里面。
That we must abide in you.
如果我们住在你里面，
If we abide in you,
你的话也藏在我们里面。
Your word shall be with us always.
只有生命的能力。
And has the strength of life.
能叫我们活过来。
So that we can be quickened.
能叫我们能够躲避一切虚假撒旦来的东西。
So that we can escape all the falsehood that is from Satan.
主啊，我们真是感谢你。
Lord, indeed, we praise and thank thee.
我们说不清楚。
We cannot say it clearly.
但愿你圣灵启示你自己的爱。
May the Holy Spirit reveal your love to us.
启示你的完美的形象。
To reveal your glorious self to us.
你要吸引我们真的愿意到你的面前来。
And that we truly desire to come before you, to draw near to you.
来爱慕你。
To desire you.
哦，我们的主。
Dear Lord.
但愿你的儿女真正能得着你所要我们得着。
That may you truly gain whom you desire to gain.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.